Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
I am so looking forward to having Mia Naismith with me today. And of course, we are really, really excited, and we should be around the world as cricket fans, and especially in South Africa, as we are well into these next couple of weeks. We know we've had the Rugby World Cup, we've been supporting our ladies, but we also now need to be turning our attention fully to our ladies who are in the Cricket World Cup. And Mia Nay is with the squad and part of the squad, and I'm sure looking forward to being active, being involved, and hopefully seeing quite a lot of action over the next couple of weeks. Mia Nay, how are you doing? Welcome to the show today, and it's really good to be with you. And how are you actually doing? How are you feeling? And just hope that you're doing well.
Thank you for having me. I've been very well, and I'm personally I'm just happy to be here. I'm so excited to see. I'm so excited for the next about 7 weeks with the team and going into a 50-over World Cup. It's just excitement, and I'm really just happy and very content. That's a word I used this morning when some of my friends asked me how I've been. I'm very content, which is a lucky space to be in.
It's such a good space to be in. It's a beautiful space to be in, right? I mean, when you speak to people and you always ask them, like, how are you doing and how's life and stuff, that's hardly a word that you hear people use anymore. And it's such a beautiful, blessed gift to be in a space that it just makes you feel so content. Well, I'm so happy that you're referring to it like that as well. And like you said, the next couple of weeks, obviously we have our warm-up games, and then we get straight into the action at the beginning of October. And so tell me something before I talk about the games that are coming up. You just for those people who are tuning in and wanting to know about you a little bit, because some people are going to be tuning in from overseas. And I'm going to say this, obviously you are a batter and you do bowl off spin. You've played two ODIs, three T20s for a South African squad. And also you were at the T20 World Cup as a traveling reserve. You played for South Africa at the under-19s in the inaugural under-19 World Cup in South Africa in 2023. And I must just say, that was a phenomenal experience because obviously it happened right here. I'm very proud that it happened here in South Africa. And you were part of that. And obviously you first played for the Free State Women when you were just 14 years old. And it's incredible. You had a top score of 59 in the third T20 international against the West Indies earlier this year. Also played for our emerging team at the Africa Games. And you are known to have a positive attitude. You're known to be enthusiastic and to be vibrant. And you are attacking when it comes to batting. Now, Mianne, are we going to see that? Obviously, I'm sure you want to get in on the action, bring that attacking style, the vibrant nature that you have, the enthusiasm that you have, the amazing person and talent that you have on and off the field. I'm hoping that we're going to see some of that during the World Cup. How are you feeling about that?
Thank you for all the good qualities you highlighted now. I think going to a World Cup, well, we are starting our prep now here in Pakistan with three ODIs, where I might get a game or might not. It doesn't matter. And going into the World Cup as a traveling reserve, being on the sideline, will it's always challenging not being able to play or take the field. But like I said, I'm so excited to see what the team achieves, and I'm still able to train with them. And I mean, I'm training with the best and against the best, facing the bowlers and bowling to the batters. I think it's a key focus, is how do I use this next 7 weeks of high intensity and high intent training, to benefit my game the most, that if I might get a game, or if I go back to domestic cricket, how do we dominate, and how do I become an impact player? I think that's the key responsibility, is how to our key focus will be to how do I get the most benefit out of the next 7 weeks?
I love that as well because, again, it's also about learning and growing in the game as well, like you said, and being around the players. I know recently someone like Meg Lanning, that we all admire so much, she's achieved so much in the world of cricket. She said recently that, she. She likes being on a team with someone like Marizan Cup because she is just so intense at cricket. She's so good, and to be facing her is such a challenge, but being on her team is actually where you want to be. And obviously you've long
Yeah.
also been inspired, as many young people are, by Laura Wohlfahrt, someone like Wolfie, and being around that means that you get to learn, right? And you get to experience and get to kind of understand things that they're doing and their impact, and applying it to your game, and then also learning about who you are as well. And that must be really so special because not everybody gets that opportunity. And I think that that's really cool to be able to be in that environment and to be picking up and to be learning from people that other people in other countries actually look up to as well.
Probably one of the things I enjoy most of being in this space is just being surrounded by your heroes and some of women's cricket greatest players. I mean, you just watch Kapi and Wolf and Chloe and Sunay and Lefty and all of the players just at training, and you just keep an eye on them and see how they do things. And we were training yesterday, and I dropped one or two catches here, and Chloe and Timmy was like, come, Smitty. And it's just like they set the standard, and they're always motivating you and inspiring you to become better and better and better. Because they are, yeah, they love cricket, and they love South African cricket and the Proteas, and they also just want to leave the space in a better place. So no, it's been incredible just being around the world's best, and yeah, very good human beings as well.
I think people need to hear that as well. They often see them on the field, but knowing them off the field, and the fact that they are good humans, and how important it is for, players that represent the country as well. That's always on your mind. It's always on your heart. It's always something that you're thinking of, and you want to do the country proud, and you also wear the badge with pride. And I think people need to hear that, and they need to hear, the goodness of every individual that's in the team. Did you think that you would be in this position? I know you're 20 years old, so people would say, that's quite young. Do you think that you would be in this position, if you're thinking back on your life, like a couple of years ago, even 2 years ago, did you think that this is where you would be now? Traveling with the team, going to World Cups, having this experience, and then also what this could mean in a divine plan for your future. Did you think this is where you would be? As you know, how do you feel being part of the squad, getting called up, being in this position? Obviously, I'm sure it was a goal, but did you think this is where you would be right now?
Definitely not. No, it's amazing. And actually, every time you get invited to a camp or get selected to for a tour or series, it's just almost unbelievable again. And you just sometimes sit and wonder, yo, I can't believe I have the privilege of being here and experiencing what I am experiencing. Karabu and myself, we would sometimes just at training or in the bus, we would just look at each other and say, yes, Messi, can you believe we are here? Or that we've been sort of the lucky ones coming from our under-19 group who has been given the privilege to join the Proteas, so as it's such a young age. So it's definitely, I wouldn't believe you if you told me this 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years ago. I'm very honored.
That's a beautiful thing as well to see and to witness, and obviously, just wishing you all the best with that. So let's talk about the World Cup, all right? Let's talk about that a little bit. So obviously, I mean, everyone's been saying, well, the games are really tough. We take on like England almost right at the beginning, and New Zealand, which we don't want to talk about because obviously they beat us in the T20 last time, but we're taking them on pretty early, and then India. So tell me a little bit. Obviously, there's going to be different locations for the games, and there's going to be a lot of things happening around the games and stuff like that. But tell me a little bit about what, how do you feel about, obviously, there's going to be different pitches. It's subcontinent reality that we're dealing with, so we know what to expect. I think anyone who loves cricket and knows the game understands that there's going to be, you know, what the challenges are going to be. And then obviously, tell me a little bit of your insight into this. How do you feel? I mean, obviously, conditions are different, weather is different, the way other teams are going to approach this is different. And we've seen this, you know, through the WPL, how the conditions are as well when we watch the game. So tell me a little bit about your insight. What do you and what does the team really expect, you know, from the World Cup itself? We know we have warm-up games. We know we're playing ODIs now. So, but looking at the World Cup, because that's on everybody's mind, your assessment of what you think. Now I'm asking you some technical assessment of what do you think is going to be lying ahead. I know that you can answer this. So give us a little bit of insight, because that's what people are always referring to and always want to know what's going to be waiting out there condition-wise. We don't know how the pitches are going to be playing yet, but we can assume we know a little bit. Tell me a bit about this. What do you think?
Yes, I think a team a benefit is that we've played a series in Sri Lanka in April, and we went to the Caribbean. It was also a bit more different conditions than in South Africa, and you're now leading into a World Cup in India and Sri Lanka. We have been prepping for that, and we have developed, especially as a batting side, crucial skills and been enhancing our games and different game plans and what we might come up against. So it's definitely going to be a bit of a challenge in that, in the different venues and even between Sri Lanka and India. And we will be playing game day night games, which also that has a massive influence on a game between batting first or batting second, and when the lights come on and if there's dew on the field and how the wicket changes. Will it still be stern or will it be more skiddy? So I think that's all stuff we are aware of and aspects we have taken into account when we've started our prep for this World Cup. And even now in Pakistan, where we might face similar conditions going into India and Sri Lanka, we always just assessing the whole time, taking the information, working, processing it, and then coming up with the best game plans, what's going to work, what's not going to work. So yeah, I hope that gives a bit of more information. I haven't played in India yet, but I know the team was there in, I think, 2024, also last year. So we've actually been lucky with a lot of prep in India and Sri Lanka. So I'm very excited to see, but we expect very good pitches and wickets, as always in India and Sri Lanka. So it might be high scoring games as well.
And that will be exciting to see as well. You know, obviously, 50 overs is very different to a T20, and that's the thing what people need to remember and keep in mind when they are watching. People get so you know, fixed around T20 games and the entertainment factor of that, whereas ODIs and Test cricket, you have to have more patience, and the way things work on the field, on the pitches, is different. And I think that that's what makes it so exciting as well. But it would be really cool to see some high scoring games. And you know, obviously, you bowl off spin, and spin is going to be important in this World Cup, I think. And your insight into that, obviously, lefty's going to be called up all the time, being like, "Come on!" But your kind of assessment on that, I think we know that India has incredible spinners. It's going to be fun to watch them as well, but also quite dangerous. So, your assessment of that from a bowling perspective.
I think we've seen something with over eight as well, and in a women's game, that's definitely also an important aspect. And if you can get spinners on, the more spin you bowl, the quicker your overs goes. Yeah, as an off spinner, and I think you're right with lefty and Chloe and bowlers taking it away. We will have an important role of maybe just almost containing a game. And when opportunities present itself, we will try to take wickets, but we will almost be the, I'm not getting the right word now, but almost the maintainers of the game, or just the, we just keep the run rate low. We sort of just get, we work for extra dot balls, and yeah, if the opportunity comes, you take your wicket. Yeah, it will be interesting to see how the spin conditions differ for first innings versus second innings, but I do agree, and spin is going to be an important aspect of this World Cup, and we will see it in the other squads as well, and how, yeah, spin bowlers have been selected.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any teams that are going to be coming up that you've looked at and thought, okay, this is going to be, I mean, obviously every team that is there, right, deserves to be there. Every single team deserves the place that they have at this World Cup. And is but is there any team on paper that you're looking at and thinking to yourself, wow, this is going to be a very interesting match and I have no idea what's going to happen. And it could be scary or it could be really, really exhilarating. Is there any one team that stands out to you like that you're thinking, okay, we really I'm looking at this and thinking this is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, I think Wolfie and I had the chat earlier this week or last week, and we sort of got, we agreed that Australia is always going to be very good, and India on home soil is going to be very good games. England and New Zealand can always play good cricket. And when you also have the subcontinent teams like Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka in sort of home conditions. With their spinners and a bit more slower but bowlers, a bit batters looking to score a bit squarer. So I think, yeah, I think every all seven pool matches that we have, or group stage matches, is going to be interesting, and I believe everyone can expect good cricket all around. Yeah, but I think Australia is always one of the best,
Yeah.
and India on home soil.
And India on home soil, I think the fans are really going to come out for those matches as well. And then the crowd will be the other players on the field. It will be incredible. And yeah, I think I agree with you. Australia is always that formidable force and it's such a good team. And yeah, with Sri Lanka, we just got to get Chamari out really, really soon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to get atu-patu'd, as they say. But it's so, I want to know from you. This is what I wanted to ask. Have the senior players, the other players, or someone like Wolfie or Chloe or anyone else in the team given you specific advice that you've taken on board and that you've really felt, this is really something that I want to take with me? And maybe it's not just related to cricket, it could be related to other things around the game. But have there been things that have, been shared with you where you thought, okay, this is something that I can learn that I can apply for my whole career in cricket, but also my life in just how things work and what the future looks like for me? I'd love to know
If I give you everything, it's gonna take a very long
that.
time. So I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of advice and just small hints here and there from players. Chloe with the bowling always helps me a lot. Always talks about how we have to mix up our pace and different lengths and different bowlers, and she's always just helping me with that. And I love batting with Kapi. She just will tell you, okay, come on, let's see through the lines. You have to look straight. This is going to be a bit more difficult. So from a cricket skill wise, we always have players like Kapi and Chloe, and well, the more experienced players. But even like Annerie Derksen just sometimes just hops in and tells me, okay, come, look at this also. So I appreciate it so much. And from a bit more off field, Sunay and I am very good friends, and one of the advice, or some of the advice she has given me, is just you're gonna work with so many players throughout your career, our coaches, you're gonna work with so many coaches. At the end of the day, you're gonna have to decide the things you want to get into your game, and you're not going to be able to take all the advice, and not everything's going to work for you. So you sort of have to filter through things, test it, take what works, but let go of what doesn't work. And I think that's very important, and something I'm definitely focusing on now, sort of getting to know your game. You have to know what works for you and what doesn't work.
I think that's such a great point and such a great reality to apply to life, right? Because sometimes you've got it. I've heard players say that sometimes you're trying to position yourself and play, like someone else is playing. You can get into that sometimes, or hit like as they are, and then you can kind of not be playing your game, your style, your way. It's so truly about knowing who you are as a player as well, and having confidence in that. Obviously, learning and being open to learn, but knowing your game and just being who you are on the field and following that through, because ultimately that's why you made the team. You made the team because of who you are, what you've taken on board, but also because of your game. And I think that that's so special, and it's really affirming, but it's also really important to take with you, I guess. And speaking of coaches, Coach Claire Tablanche is the assistant coach with the team, and obviously I know her from being down here in the Western Province and engaging with her a lot, and she's going to bring so much to the team. I know that you do know her, obviously having played with her as part of the coaching staff for the emerging team for the African Games. How do you feel about her being part of the team? And obviously you have worked with her in the past as well.
Very excited to have Coach Claire. She's a hardworking coach. Always wants to help and always willing to throw extra balls or hit extra balls or catch extra balls. So I'm very excited to have Coach Claire and see what she can offer for the team and help us win the World Cup.
I love that. Me and Nay, the last thing, before I let you go, because I know that you guys are so super busy out there, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you something personal. And that is, what would be your personal goals for this World Cup? Obviously, like you said, you're a traveling reserve, but you might get some games in there, and we're hoping to see you. But I'd love to know, if sky's the limit, what it would be your personal goals over the next 7 weeks? Okay, we have games before the World Cup as well. So much can happen in between. So what would be your personal goals that's in your heart right now that you're saying, this is what I want, even if it's just like something simple? I'd love to know that from you, just as a person and just as a player.
Okay, as a player and as a team player, your first answer will always be to win the World Cup. But personally, if I get any game, I just want to hit 100 for South Africa.
Yes.
So that will be my biggest cricket goal currently. And smaller goals will be to have 100% catch efficiency and to be a bit more beneficial to the team or contribute more with my bowling as well.
I love that. And so we're gonna j just hear the roar and the celebration when you do hit that 100 eventually. Whenever it's gonna be, Mianne, we're gonna be cheering for you so super loudly over here. And
Thank you.
we definitely will. Thank you for sharing those goals with us. And I just, on behalf of myself and everybody that's going to be watching, there is so much support for you ladies back home. And I know that you know that as well. People have fallen in love with women's cricket as well for quite some years already. And people are going to be watching the games. And our prayer is that each of you will feel the support from here, even though we can't be there physically, that you will have support there physically, but you'll also feel the support coming from here, in South Africa as we cheer you on. And all the best for the next couple of weeks, for everything that's going to happen. May it be wonderful, glorious, blessed, amazing, beyond your expectations, beyond the team's expectations as well. And thank you for making South Africa proud, for just being in the World Cup. And we're excited to see what's going to unfold over the next couple of weeks. Samir, thank you so much. And I really pray that you'll just enjoy this experience as well. It's such a blessing to just see you part of the team. And so, yeah, just I pray that you will have an amazing time and get to contribute in ways that are just unique and significant to you as well.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, Castbox, and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.